News: there were 175,000 extra names on payrolls in February is making interest rates higher already.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The big employment report for the month is out, and despite ice, despite snow, it showed some strength. Payrolls grew by 175,000 jobs. That is higher than the typical forecast. Now, it's also true that the unemployment rate grew slightly to 6.7%, but the payroll figure looms large, and it's a hint of higher interest rates sooner rather than later. Bond prices fell, pushing the 10-year bond yield above 2.8% early today. On Fridays, we consult Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Morning, Christopher.
Good morning, David.
All right, so we have these share prices up, bond yields way up because I think of what folks like you, my friend, see in this jobs report today. What, American payrolls up by 175,000 people? That looks pretty good.
Yeah, you know, normally that wouldn't be so good, right? Our usual demarcation good-bad line is 200,000. But the weather, the week of the February payroll survey, was just abysmal. We had snow in 49 of 50 states. There were power outages, pile-ups on the highways, and so on. And yet, it seems, people were able to get to work. So the assumption is that, gee, without that bad weather, it would have been just a terrific month.
Now, wages were also up for the month, that report shows.
That's right. And not only were they up in February, there were some upward revisions, too. And as a result, average hourly earnings up 2.2%. Now, that doesn't sound like a huge number, but inflation is running at just 1%. And what that means is we actually have real wage growth. It's been a rarity in this expansion. So that's a good sign, too.
But then you have to reconcile this, right, Chris, with consumer activity, which has been coming in kind of sluggish at the same time that the hiring was going on.
What happened is that people's heating bills went through the roof. And on top of that, their medical care expenses, out of pocket anyway, also were much higher. So service spending was strong, and that's why they cut back on retail sales. So you're not necessarily going to see a retail rebound in the spring.
Chris Lowe at FTN Financial, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
It may not be monopoly, but there are shifting the pieces around the board game in the supermarket business. Cerberus Capital Management, which already owns Albertsons, wants to buy Safeway in a deal worth about $9 billion. Marketplace's Dan Weissman in Chicago has been looking into a merger that does not create the biggest grocery chain.
Not by a long shot. Combined, they're still smaller than Kroger, and you could lump all three of those companies together and not come near the chain that sells the most groceries, which is Walmart, which gives you an idea of why these chains might want to consolidate. Walmart's a big global competitor, and it uses its size to squeeze out tons of efficiencies. The grocery business has been consolidating to, you know, compete, so these two companies already operate a bunch of smaller regional chains. Vons, Tom Thumb, Amigos, Jewel, Lucky, 15 total. The buyer here is run by a private equity firm called Cerberus. They'll be looking for ways to make the combined companies more efficient.
Now, it's not a done deal yet, and there may be other suitors for Safeway, and the stock is down about 3% right now. Companies help employees save for retirement is in the news. AOL did a high profile about face last month after employees balked at the company's move to make year-end lump sum contributions to their 401k plans instead of matching contributions each month. Now one state regulator is checking if other companies have made that kind of switch. Shannon Mullen has more.
Massachusetts Secretary of State Bill Galvin knows firsthand how mindful people are about retirement planning.
Especially younger employees, when they get their 401k statement, they toss it in a heap with everything else. I know I was guilty of that for many years.
Big mistake, Galvin adds, because pension plans are a thing of the past. He says employees are more dependent than ever on 401ks for retirement savings, and they stand to lose money if their company contributes only once a year.
They're going to suffer the loss of whatever benefit of compounding, that is, having that money in their account earning interest for that whole year would be.
And if you leave your job mid-year, kiss the entire contribution goodbye. Galvin says people deserve to know when their companies stop making 401k matches with every paycheck and why. The largest of those providers, Fidelity Investments, tells Marketplace it's a small number and mostly large employers.
You have increased cost of benefits. That has to be covered.
Economist Robert Merton is a professor of finance at MIT. He points out those companies could be trying to avoid other more painful cuts, things like health care benefits. But Merton says they should be transparent about it.
You have to not look at the one act. You have to look at why they did, or at least why they said they did it. Almost everything is a trade-off. And so being informed about it is helpful.
Massachusetts Secretary of State Galvin says Congress might have to get involved if more companies move to once-a-year matching. At the Employee Benefits Research Institute, President Dallas Salisbury says the rising cost of health care could drive that trend, and workers should expect changes.
Overall costs in the economy and their overall pay package gets adjusted all the time. And if they think they're not being treated fairly, then go look for a new job.
Bottom line, Salisbury says, whether people choose to save enough money on their own is what will determine when and how they can retire. In Boston, I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.
And could the following alter the cost-benefit analysis of eloping? In a world where a wedding dress can cost more than a Lexus, there's word that the retailer H&M is coming out with a wedding dress that costs less than $100. To me, it looks nice, a sleeveless thing with a kind of ancient Rome vibe, but what do I know? In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.